It's bedtime now. Time to snuggle into bed and let your eyes softly close. Let's take 3 deep breaths together. Ready? Good. Notice how warm and safe and comfortable you feel. Keeping your eyes closed, allow your mind now to travel with the sound of my voice. Beneath you, your bed has transformed, and you find yourself lying on a colorful, round rug. Your body is curled into a ball and you are warm inside and out, feeling as though you are giving yourself a sweet hug. There's a sound vibrating deep in your chest and it too feels wonderful and calming. You feel a tickle behind your furry little ear, and you circle your paw up the back of your head, behind your ear, across the top of your head, down your forehead, eye, nose, mouth, and chin. You roll onto your back and stretch the whole length of your body, your front paws with their 5 toes stretched out above your head, and your back paws with their 4 toes stretching in the opposite direction along with your long, beautiful tail. As you find your way to a seated position, your back legs curling beneath you, your tail swishing the ground behind you, and your front paws extending to lift the front of your body for a better view. You notice that the rug you have been lying on is covering a wooden floor. You are inside, looking out of a large window, beams of sunlight warming your face. Outside of the window, you see a stand with several bird feeders hanging from it. As you watch, a bluebird, a cardinal, and a finch come and go. You paw at the window, wishing there was a way you could be outside chasing after them. You decide to leave this spot at the window, and you go visit your friends in the house. So you walk on all fours and leap up onto the counter. You remember that you aren't supposed to be on the counter, but that doesn't stop you. Your friend Sapphire is there, as usual, swimming around in her tank. She comes up to the glass to greet you. You put your paw on the tank to say hello. Sapphire is so beautiful, with her long, glamorous blue fins. You walk alongside the tank and she follows you, back and forth. You grow tired of this game, so you leap down from the counter in search of Jinx. You see Jinx upstairs in the craft room. He has found a skein of multicolored yarn. Ooh, this is going to be fun. You creep down the hall ever so quietly, stalking Jinx and the yarn. Then suddenly you pounce and steal the yarn, running as fast as you can down the hall. The yarn is trailing behind you, and Jinx is grabbing for the other end. This is a fun game. Jinx finds the end of the yarn and grabs it between his paws. His almond-shaped yellow eyes tell you that he is going to take his part and go in the other direction. He crinkles his nose, which twitches his whiskers and shows his teeth as he hisses and takes off in the opposite direction. You feel a tug and you dig your claws deeper into the ball of yarn. He is much bigger than you, so now you are being pulled across the wooden floor. Your body is sliding along with your claws sunk deep into the yarn. This is a fun ride. You're going so fast that you can feel the air through your orange fur. All of a sudden, Jinx stops, but you have built such momentum that you don't, and your body slides right into him. He doesn't even seem to notice. He is sniffing the air. Oh, you smell it too. Time to eat. You abandon the yarn and follow your nose. You find two saucers full of food, one for you and one for Jinx. Your mouth starts to water as you lap the food into your mouth and chew the hard bits. Your belly gets nice and full, and you stroll over to the couch, mustering just enough energy to leap onto its back. You let your legs dangle down as you rest your head on the soft pillows. You start to feel a sense of deep relaxation come over you, from the tips of your fluffy ears, down the length of your head, down your back, into your body, down your arms and legs, and all the way down the length of your tail. You let your eyes become soft, heavy, and gently let them close. Your breathing becomes deep and effortless. You are completely comfortable resting on the back of the soft couch. You breathe in the smell of your home and feel that familiar vibration in your chest. The muscles in your body release and you feel fully supported by the couch beneath you. You are completely relaxed and you let yourself drift off to sleep. Good night, little kitten.